Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Music Central here on radio.dominican.edu, here live from Angelico Hall on Dominican campus. Is the Music Central playing all the hits and all the greatest music here that we can play for you here on the station, here on Penguin Radio. I have here sitting with me Will, who has not joined us since last week because that was our girls segment. Really great segment, good show, but here he is back again to join us for, yes, the last Music Central episode. This one is episode 11. We've gone through this entire show since January 24th. That was our first episode, and our first song of that night was Tired of Fighting, and that really good semester that we've had here. What do you think of that, Will? Good semester?
Not academically, but
well, well,
in terms of radio, I think it was the best semester I've ever had.
Probably.
Out of my two semesters on radio, this is the best one.
There's either one or the other one.
Or the other one.
And of course,
right now, this is the best moment ever.
Exactly. So, for you guys today, we have some good news for you guys. The Outside Lands lineup has been announced. It was announced on Tuesday, and there's going to be some pretty good acts that are playing. But here on the station, we're going to be playing some of the artists that will be playing there at Outside Lands this summer in August. So, without further ado, we're going to play some Jack White for you guys here on radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned.
Baby, I don't need another friend.
Dick Clark, the longtime host of American Bandstand and Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, has died at the age of 82, TMZ reports. According to the site, Clark died of a massive heart attack this morning following an outpatient procedure last night at St. John's Hospital in Los Angeles. Clark's health has been in decline since suffering a stroke in 2004. Before that, Clark was struggling with type 2 diabetes. In an interview with Fuse TV, former Hole guitarist and co-founder Eric Arandelson claimed that Kurt Cobain was working on new material around the time of his death, comparing his solo work to the Beatles' classic The White Album. Arandelson spoke out the direction of the rumored demos. He says that's really what he was going towards, a solo album about working with different people. I got to see him play in front of me. Arandelson has also mentioned a cover among the demos, admitting, "I won't say what it is. I don't own the stuff. I just hope that one day it will be released to the fans." Although rare Nirvana demos have been released before, like 2004's box set with the lights out, the existence of a possible Cobain solo album is unconfirmed outside Arandelson's claim. He recently released the book Letters to Kurt, and he reunited with the original Hole lineup for a reunion show last week. So hopefully we will see a Cobain solo album coming out soon. I think that will be pretty cool if it's being compared to the White Album. So you know what that means. You know, he's going to incorporate different musical styles or different musical, you know, lyrics I don't know. It's Kurt Cobain. We will see what he releases. I'm sure it will be good. I mean, he was the guy behind Nevermind. So hopefully we'll see that soon. More after this.
Hey, Penguins, this is Avery Jaffe, host of Do It Live on Penguin Radio. Give me an hour and I'll give you the heads up for what's happening at Dominican. From campus events to Penguin sports and Edge Hill parties. Start your Thirsty Thursday off right with a shot of controversial news and commentary on the topics that affect you. You deserve the truth on the issues that matter most, and I won't be afraid to speak my mind and unleash some critical opinions. Agree? Disagree? Call in at 415-482-3587. Let's do it live.
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. only on radio.dominican.edu.
F***ing thing sucks!
Welcome, football fans and all the soccer lovers out there. This is your man, Yema Baby, from the kickoff at radio.dominican.edu. Get the hottest football gossip and news, upcoming fixtures, and all the latest scores from your favorite team in the English Premier League, Spanish La Liga, and Italian Serie A. You want to represent your team? Then tune in to the kickoff with your man, yeah, my baby, only at radio.dominican.edu. Find out which team rocked, which team flopped, and get the match. Stay strapped and don't move an inch. Yeah, my baby, the kickoff. Your football world.
All right, here we are back on radio.dominican.edu on Music Central. So the topic for today is Outside Lands. We just played two bands that will be playing there that is coming soon here in the summer in August. We played 16 Saltines by Jack White off his first solo debut, so definitely waiting for that and definitely waiting for his performance because that's going to be really, really awesome. And we also played not a headliner, but kind of sort of a more indie artist, Papa, with the song I Am the Lion King off their EP, A Good Woman is Hard to Find, and it definitely is. All right, so here we are going to be discussing Outside Lands with Will. And the reason why we're going to be doing this is because, well, this is a really big festival that's going to be happening in Golden Gate Park in San Francisco. I'm going. Will might be.
I'm going.
He might be. There's a dog outside, and he's also saying that he will go. So definitely we'll see that dog here there at Outside Lands. All right, so here are the headliners for you guys. All right, so we got a good heaping helping of Metallica, a pinch of Stevie Wonder, a dash of Neil Young, a spit of Jack White, and a dump of the Foo Fighters. Here at Outside Lands. And you know what? I just want to say it. This is kind of cool. This is kind of like a new Woodstock. Just look at this. We got Neil Young and Stevie Wonder showing up.
Yeah, it's an interesting lineup for sure.
I mean, what do you think of it, man? I mean, we haven't even said the entire thing. We got Beck. We got
Beck would
Skrillex.
Be one of the first people I mention. I mean, I'm not terribly interested in everyone there. I mean, Norah yeah. Jones. I think the dog will be there for Norah Jones because of all the things she's done for dogs and PETA.
That's exactly why he's going. But I mean, all right. So starting off with Metallica, let's start off with some of these guys. Okay, so we got Metallica here.
They just walked down the street. Yeah.
Metallica, great. You know, very influential. Band, you know, great for the metal people. I'm not a huge Metallica fan, but you know what? I'm actually pretty stoked to seeing them. For some of these people, I just want to see them because of them. I mean, I just want to say in my life that I saw Metallica live. I'll probably be standing kind of in the middle. Don't really want to get trampled on with the whole mosh pit. That is definitely going to happen. I mean, it happened for Wolf Mother, and this is Metallica, so that'll be sweet.
Yeah, there's going to be a bunch of, like, good 30-year-olds moshing in the center of the
yum. Definitely gonna. Oh yeah, yeah. And you know, it's funny that you say that. I was on their Facebook page, and they commented saying, "Thank you for putting bands that you know over 30-year-olds will enjoy."
Yeah.
So you know, I mean, that's kind of cool that Outside Lands is doing that. I mean,
I'm sure they'll do well.
Oh, better than like Nicki Minaj and yeah. Lil Wayne.
I'm sure they'll come through. I doubt Metallica is going to let us down. We trust them.
And Metallica did do a collaboration with Lou Reed.
I saw that.
They did. That album got pretty bad reviews,
yeah,
but
we probably shouldn't have brought that up.
But, you know, I'm just realized I don't know where I'm going with this. It would be kind of cool.
Maybe Lou Reed will come out and then he'll just speak over Metallica's playing.
I mean, worst comes to worst, they'll play some Velvet Underground covers.
They'll play like hardcore.
Yeah, hardcore.
I'm waiting for the man.
Yeah.
No. I'm waiting for the man.
Yeah. But, you know, whatever. See Metallica, that'll be kind of cool. Hoping not to get trampled by the stampede of 30-year-old, you know, Harley Davidson.
Beer gut,
Hell's Angels, Budweiser drinking, motorcycle riding. Shaved head, big beard, cocaine doing dudes here at Outside Lands. So definitely waiting
to see those guys.
Waiting to see
Metallica.
Those guys. Watch out, hipsters. So, okay, so Stevie Wonder. So here we have the R&B crowd. Got Stevie Wonder playing. That is going to be really nice, really smooth. I mean, I've never seen Stevie Wonder live. I haven't really gotten into them. But I really love his Superstition song. That one's awesome. They always play it at brunch here at Calorega.
They do, that's true.
They do. So it's a really good...
He's still good. I've seen him play with Prince, and he's still got it. He can still play.
I think I saw him recently at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2005, something like that. So, you know.
He played at my friend's church one time, I think, in Oakland. And,
no way.
Apparently, he was pretty good still. Yeah.
So, there you guys have it, folks. I also should mention that the Outside Lands tickets will be available tomorrow at noon. So, if you guys get really revved up after this, go get those. Will also go get that.
And also, they will be sold out tomorrow. Just in case you were wondering.
Yeah, and yeah, you can't be like, maybe Friday, maybe Saturday, maybe I'll throw in a few bucks. No! They will probably get sold out. Like, the early bird tickets got sold out in like 2 days. I was one of the first people to get them.
Yeah, so, and if you try and buy them the day after, they send you a message with a racist comment on the side.
Yeah.
So it also hurts your feelings when you don't get them.
So, yeah, so we got Stevie Wonder. That's going to be...
We got Neil Young.
Oh, which, yeah, okay, so got Neil Young and Crazy Horse here.
English teachers will love.
English teachers, old art teachers.
We have...
The pervert...
The weird...
Coach.
The pervert coach guy.
your babysitter.
Any yoga teacher ever.
like old hippies from the 70s, basically.
Pretty much.
The ones that... hang around in old bars and stuff.
The one that the parents that you don't want to walk in on,
oh,
like without letting them know you're coming home.
But yeah, okay. So, but I don't know why we're talking. Okay, let's go back to the music. We got Neil Young here.
We got Jack White. There's a shining glimpse of
don't even
hope
get
right there.
Don't even get me started on Jack White. Jack White. Okay, so what we know about Jack White is this. He's coming out with a solo album called Blunderbuss, and that right now is going to come out on April 24th. You know, so April 24th, he's going to get that. I heard the album. It's streamed live on iTunes. I liked it. I'm going to hear it again, but it was pretty good. Got some good stuff in there, but what Jack White really needs to do right now is that he needs to play some songs from his solo album. And I'm expecting him to play some White Stripes songs, some Dead Weather songs, you know what I mean?
Some rock on tours, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So so I'm sure he'll be doing this. Should we expect Meg coming here? Maybe.
Who cares?
Not. Damn it, I know that you don't like Meg.
I mean, I think she's great, but...
I
mean, a 4-year-old drummer could fill in her position, so I'm not...
So we got, yeah, we don't have Meg White here, but we got, you know, my niece's son, and he's great.
he's just as good. Give him a chance, everyone.
But yeah, hopefully I'll be expecting some White Stripes songs. I mean, he's probably going to play some of his solo songs first, and then he's going to throw in Seven Nation Army just for the hell of it.
Yeah.
So that's going to be great. He's definitely going to get the crowd going with that, you know?
And he's a good performer. So either way, he's gonna deliver.
Yeah, and then finally we got
the fighters of the
foo
of the foo, yeah,
the
warriors of
the flu fighters. No, but see, here we got the Foo Fighters, another band that I've not been interested in. You know, they're cool. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they haven't showed up in an American Pie soundtrack. They're like that kind of band.
I'm sure at least it'll channel away some of the bros. It's like an irrigation system. It kind of like leads the bros to another main stage.
Yeah, the bros will definitely be alive and well right there, and the Foo Fighters be out there in the front. The Foo Fighters, the reason that they're playing is that because they've gotten a lot of Grammy buzz, they were nominated for Best Album back in the Grammys, but lost to Adele's 21. Thank you very much. But, you know, they also played at the Grammys, so that was pretty good of them. And, you know, there you go. Foo Fighters, if you like them, go see them.
Go see them.
Beck, we got here a 90s. Oh, yeah, this is a very nostalgic set. That's what I really like about the set. It was very nostalgic. Metallica, Stevie Wonder, Neil Young, Beck.
If you're going to find me anywhere.
It's going to be
right
there.
It's going to be
right
on stage with Beck naked. because I love this man, and I will offer myself.
Beck's Sea Change is on my top 20 favorite album. He's got some really great stuff. I mean, what's awesome about him, he's a 90s guy. He didn't really follow the whole grunge thing that was going on. He didn't really follow the whole alternative-y, like, punky, like, new punk thing that was going on back in the 90s. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, Green Day.
He's well-rounded.
But
he is a well-rounded artist.
Awesome is that he's incorporated just different sounds. Odelé was one of the ones back released in the 90s, and where it's at is just, it's so cool. Like, it's just such a different song. I mean, it's alternative, but it's different. Yeah. That's what I like about that.
And then you have like Midnight Vultures, which is like funky, and like you have some that's like a little more folky and a little bit more bluesy sometimes.
He's
a sight to see, and his band is amazing. Keep that in mind when you go see Foo Fighters. Keep that in mind when you see Jack White. Like, Beck's band is going to be the best.
I will try to make it in front for that, for Beck. I really, really want to see him, actually.
In fact, I think Skrillex is his band, so.
No. So, basically, what they're going to do is that they're going to take Skrillex and Beck and going to do dubstep covers of Loser. God, no. All right, Skrillex. I have to admit, I was a little dubstep fan. I got into the craze.
It'll be interesting.
I did see Skrillex.
Did, like, Rockstar, like, promote this, like, advertising? Because we have the Foo Fighters and Skrillex here, like.
So we got for advertising, we got Rockstar, we got Monster.
We got Monster. We
Hurley.
We got Sleeveless Shirts. We got...
We got Hummers promoting this.
We have literally the word pretentious
from
the dictionary sponsoring.
We got those Kanye West like glasses that came out. Remember those?
Like, all right. 4 years ago.
Oh
dude,
you know,
so
those
good.
They weren't glasses. They weren't sunglasses. They were these glasses, and they just look like curtain shades.
They don't work at all. Yeah,
it's like half the time you're not looking, half the time you are.
Yeah.
So you're just like. I mean, just do that with just do that with put like four fingers like on your eyes. That's how it is walking around those stupid shades that they sold at like Hot Topic or like Claire's. I don't even know.
We'll see you there, Skrillex fans.
We'll see you there, Kanye West.
You won't be able to miss your neon pants.
Oh man, here's an interesting choice. You know Sigur Rós?
I do.
They're a very ambient band. That's a really
ambient. That's a good word. Yeah.
Ambient.
Yeah. Ambient.
We got a very ambient band here.
That's a good word.
Please play in the dark. You know what that means? So they can have a good light show.
Yeah.
Why you little tweenies, Twitters, Facebookers are at Skrillex.
Kindlers, yeah.
Kindlers.
We're going to be...
Beepers.
Beeper boppers, you know.
We're going to be over there seeing Sigur Rós, because that's going to be... That actually, my boss, Fish, he actually saw Sigur Rós a few times, loved it. I'm definitely going to be there for that.
Okay.
Definitely going to be there for that. It's just, he says that it's just very cool. Like, their set is just, it's very visual.
I would imagine.
Yeah, very visual. That is definitely what I'm looking for.
That's a good band. That's a good, I hope Beck and Sigur Rós are playing on the same night. That would be amazing.
Oh, I hope. I hope they're not playing at the same time. Oh, man.
Beck got sick, but we're going to have another night of Foo Fighters.
Oh, man.
With Skrillex.
Foo Fighters, Skrillex, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Like, Sublime.
whoa.
No, Sublime with Rome.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
No, not Old Sublime. Yeah, Old Sublime's good.
The hologram. What's his name?
A hologram of the main guy, yeah.
And then we have Justice coming up for all
Justice,
of you.
Justice, electronic-y, Daft Punkers that are falling.
People who don't want to admit that it's over.
It's better than Skrillex, though. Probably.
It's probably better.
Justice is a bit more poppy. I might not be there for Justice. I might check it out.
It'd be a cool light show.
Yeah.
That'd be, yeah.
I'd trade in Daft Punk, though. Sorry.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Instead of, or...
I mean,
but you know,
for me.
That'd be good.
Who else? We got Norah Jones.
We got some folkers here. Folkers slash, like, singer-songwriters with Norah Jones and Regina Spektor. I'll be there. Why not? You know? Norah Jones is nice, and Regina Spektor is
all the free kombucha water you can get. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
all the
wasa bread and cheese. And
all the incense and the that you can light. And
all the yoga mats. Oh, it'll be fantastic.
All the Greek yogurt that you can eat. But definitely going to be there for Norah Jones and Regina Spektor. You know, I was listening to Regina Spektor. I really like her. I mean, she is Russian.
She's bubbly.
She is bubbly. She's got the Russian. I mean, the cover of her first album. The cover of her first album is one of those like classic, you know, World War II like Russian hats. You know, she's drinking probably a bottle of vodka. I mean, she's this badass chick. Great on the piano. She did a few songs for the 500 Days of Summer soundtrack. She had that really good album. Her hit Fidelity was great in eighth grade, but definitely got to check out her other stuff on that album. That is great. Of course, we got the indie crowd with Andrew Bird.
I'm an Andrew Bird guy.
Oh, really?
I have to admit it. I like him a little bit.
Yeah?
I think he's nice.
I'll definitely join you there. I've heard some of his stuff, but definitely I'll meet you there for that one. I think we're going to take a break here, and we're definitely going to play you some Beck here for you guys here on radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned.
Trash to the garbage around you.
love to get to know you.
We are back here for some news stories for you guys. New album's coming out. We have Love is a Four-Letter Word by Jason Mraz and California 37 by Train. And if you are an eighth grader, Soulja Boy has a new album out. I don't know why anyone would listen to that. But if you are an eighth grader, a girl who just discovered music, or a guy who doesn't know what to listen to, who is also in seventh grade, basically any middle schooler out there, Soulja Boy has a new album. So good for you guys. And next week, Blunderbuss by Jack White is going to get released. He is right now it is up for pre-order on iTunes for $10.99. But if you cannot wait that long, go to iTunes and it's streaming for free, all the tracks, and it's a pretty good album. So when that comes out, definitely get that for Jack White, because he definitely deserves all the money because he's Jack White. So yeah, pre-order at $10.99 or get it at your local CD store. And there will also be a new George Harrison demo album coming out on May 1st, and you can pre-order that on iTunes for $9.99, and it's 10 George Harrison demos for you guys. So yeah, so tune in for more stuff, more after this.
You thought it was over. Boy, DJ 2 Mellow in the building. Just letting you know to check me out on Friday evenings. It's the 9 o'clock lounge. You can catch the exclusive mixes by your boy DJ 2 Mellow plus other guests. Only on radio.dominican.edu.
Hello, world. This is DJ Red Rose taking over the airwaves for your lunch hour. I would like to welcome you all to the neighborhood. You can tune into the neighborhood with me, DJ Red Rose, on Wednesdays from 12 to 1, only on radio.dominican.edu. We're talking about music, sports, and some hot topics that will definitely blow your minds. Remember, y'all, tune in at radio.dominican.edu.
All right, here we are back on radio.dominican.edu talking about Outside Lands, talking about all the people, if you guys have missed. Some of the headliners are included here on the lineup is Metallica, Stevie Wonder, Neil Young, Jack White, and the Foo Fighters, Beck, and a whole mess of people that Will and I really, really like. We played 16 Saltines by Jack White, I'm the Lion King by Papa, E Pro by Beck, and Know You Girls by Franz Ferdinand, who is also playing out Outside Lands. So here we are back, and we were talking about all the people, but Will, you see this list right here. We got a bunch of good bands. We got a combination of rock. We got a combination of pop, singer-songwriter, electronic, R&B, hip-hop. But which artists would you have loved to have seen here in the lineup that, of course, they have to be alive and are actually making music? Who would you want to see here?
If they were still alive?
No. Newer bands. Some of the bands that you like that are Smashing Pumpkins, are they still together?
I don't know, what was going on with the Smashing Pumpkins recently. I thought I heard something, but I can't remember.
Well, okay, yeah. So, yeah, that's a good example.
Let's
Smashing Pumpkins.
Let's think here.
What I really, really, really wanted was Radiohead.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, they're doing Lollapalooza. They're doing Bonnaroo.
Doing all those.
They were at Coachella.
They
don't go to freaking Outside Lands, and this is, I'm just expressing my anger through this microphone. We know you're listening, Tom York. Don't give me that eye. But seriously, Tom, why? Come on.
I think because he's already been, and they wanted, I mean, it doesn't make any sense considering it's Radiohead, and
yeah,
as many times as you can get Radiohead, you use them, but
yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen any of, maybe Cigarro, I thought I'd seen him before on this list, but I don't remember seeing Jack White on this list or Beck.
Even the White Stripes, for that matter. I don't think they've even ever played at Outside Lands.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. But yeah, I've just really wanted Radiohead just because of that. But, you know, you got to put things in perspective.
We got Jack White.
And, yeah, we got
Beck.
We got Jack White. We got Beck. And
put
we
those two together.
We got Stevie Wonder. I mean, when is he going to die? No. No, I'm serious. But, I mean, we got some classic bands here. So, yeah.
We do got some
but
classic
would,
bands.
Would really have love to have seen a Radiohead up there. Some bands that I really like that are in the indie crowd are Girls and Cults and Real Estate. Those are some of the more underground bands that I would have loved to see. What about you, Will? What do you like to see here? Custom Outside Lands lineup. There you go. Custom Outside Lands lineup. Which ones? Even if they...
All right. Okay. Yeah. I want to see Mos Def and Talib Kweli get back together.
Thank
for
you.
Black Star. That would be a really cool performance.
Yes, that would be awesome. I would have loved to have seen Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
That would, and Hologram,
and both
Tupac,
just Hologram Tupac.
No,
it would have been much better if he had been like only like 3 inches tall.
Yeah, yeah, you know, like you can hold it in your hand, right? Yeah. Just like a little Tupac, like Hobbit size.
Yeah, running around.
Yeah.
Who else? Besides the Wiggles, as we've mentioned.
Besides Crazy Frog, of course.
Yes. Arcade Fire, I missed them last year.
So wanted to go to that. The Shins, Arcade Fire, Beirut. It's Black Keys.
Let's just focus here.
All right.
Let's focus on what we got. Who would I fly next? Why did I say that?
Yeah, you just made us all depressed.
Yeah.
No.
Who would I like to see? Jeez. I'm trying to think of some new bands.
There's just so many crappy bands. That's the problem.
That might be the problem. I think of, like, hip-hop wise, I would like to see Common. I would like to see Blackstar. I'd like
Or even if Mos Def did some solo thing.
Even if Mos Def did solo, that's perfect. Even if,
yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
For, like, guitar, I don't know, maybe, like, someone like Joe Satriani. You live right down the block, Joe Satriani, from, like, the park. Don't even you just bring your guitar, just show up.
I mean,
play
people
over would Skrillex. People will be fine. Just you live right down the street. Just come on.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, you should definitely come over there. Give us some guitar, some covers. That would just be great.
Just fun. Come on. Stevie Wonder's going to be there.
Stevie Wonder. I mean, you could join him on stage.
You could join him on stage.
That would just be great. Prince, Prince. Wouldn't you love to see him? What's he even doing?
Prince, he's probably making purple popsicles and riding around in a tiny pony, singing new songs for the children. I don't know.
You know, it'd be kind of cool to see the Lonely Island.
The Lonely Island.
I mean, just that'd be kind of cool. I don't know. I mean, Andy Samberg would be kind of funny.
It would be kind of funny.
It would be kind of funny.
I want to see the Fly the Conchords get back together and play.
All right, here we go. Fly the Conchords. Or even Tenacious D. They came out with a new single. They came out with a new single, a new album. Why the hell aren't they there? They haven't played.
They performed.
They haven't played since like 2009.
But still, like.
Yeah, well, they good. Damn.
All right.
I mean, you get a double whammy. You get an actor and a musician.
Yeah.
But actually, you know, I was going to say, it's funny that you mentioned hip-hop artists getting back together. So, Big Boi, he's playing again. He was supposed to play last year. Didn't show up, got canceled. You know what I really, really, really want to see? I want to see Big Boi on stage, and I want him to come up with a microphone and say, hey, guys, I'm so sorry for missing out on last year. I know you guys paid money. I know you guys like the music. That's awesome. So, as a treat, we're going to bring in Andre 3000 for an Outkast reunion.
Miley Cyrus for you guys.
And Miley Cyrus, featuring Miley Cyrus. No, but seriously, wouldn't that be awesome to see Andre 3000 for an Outkast reunion? No, I don't want them to play Hey Ya. I don't want them to play I don't want them to play that stuff. I want them to play classic Outkast. I want to play 90s Outkast. That would be awesome. That's what I want you to do, Big Boi. Big Boi. It's just so weird to say. But yeah, Big Boi. Big Boi, come on. Bring in Andre 3000. Please, I beg you. But we got the Walkmen. We haven't even mentioned them. They're a pretty good rock band. You know, got the Walkmen, you know, good garage rock over there.
All right.
You know, I mean, I haven't heard some of these bands. I have made as a thing on Spotify. So trying to get into them, but what I've seen so far, this looks like a pretty good lineup. Once you're there
in the atmosphere.
Yeah, you know, you got the good vibes going. Once you're there, I mean, it really starts to sink in. Holy crap, this is Stevie Wonder, like.
And all the people there.
There's so many people that love him. He's like one of the greatest artists. I mean, hasn't he won like hundreds of Grammys or something? Maybe Quincy Jones, I know, has, definitely. He's the one that's won the most. But I know that Stevie Wonder.
He's won a lot of things.
I mean, he's Stevie Wonder. So, I mean, that'd be great. And Metallica, I mean, that would be such a.
It's get weird the adrenaline. Those two names right next to each other.
Right next
that's
to each other.
A little weird.
Yeah. Or even Neil Young. I mean, that's like.
That's interesting.
That is interesting.
These are huge people, and they're going to attract a lot of attention, and it's going to be an experience.
Yeah. And of course, Jack White, I'm just so, so excited for. He's the guy I predicted. It was Jack White. I predicted Radiohead, Jack White.
I expect to see beautiful women in that audience. Ladies, please. I need you all to come up for Jack White.
I'm sure there will be.
I'm sure
there's a lot of awesome
rocker babes.
Rocker babes who love Jack White. And it's definitely a thing.
It's a thing.
So, yeah. So, definitely going to see you guys there. And speaking of a little Stevie Wonder, we're going to play some for you here on radio.dominican.edu. Here on radio.dominican.edu on Music Central, playing you the best of the best, Stevie Wonder. Tune in.
We'll be right back.
Hey, you guys, here I am. I am DJ King, and I am the host of Music Central. And I'm really glad that you guys took the time and heard our show for the past semester and for the past year, starting with the Classic Corner. Classic.
Classic.
Classic. The Classic Corner. And, of course, Music Central. And Music Central is here to stay, so tune in on whatever day I decide for Music Central for next semester. And I just really want to thank you guys for listening in, for those who did. And I hope you guys like the music, the talks, the discussions, and all of that stuff. I will be seeing you guys later. Have a good summer. And thanks, Will, for co-hosting, because
I want to thank you for letting me on, Johnny. That was awesome.
Yeah. Definitely.
We had a lot of fun here, and it was great talking music, and we hope you all enjoyed it.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, look out for that for next semester. I'll be posting that on Facebook and whatnot. So, yeah, thank you very much, and that's it for Music Central. Good night, everyone. Everybody